So, the Rambam's third section of the 14 is Zmanim. Mada, Ahava, and Zmanim. This is an easy sefer. The word Zmanim refers to mitzvahs that are related to time. Zman Grama. How would the Rambam conclude this sefer? What message does he deliver? It's a very diverse section. It talks about Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, Erevin, Chanukah, Megillah. It's very diverse. What's the concluding statement of the Rambam? You think it has something to do with Kiddush or Isser Melacha or something to do with weave together the common denominator between Yom and Tov. So the Rambam chooses to speak about the importance of Shalom, of harmony, of peaceful relationships, of respect, of societies, of inclusion and respect of other people. The Rambam writes, based on, remember, the end of the Rambam's Zman Mishilchos Chanukah. There's a halacha on Chanukah that if you only have enough money for Ner Chanukah or for a light in your house, for a candle in your house, which in those days created shalom bayis. If you didn't have a candle, your family, your wife would get upset. It was uncomfortable. It was like heat. You don't have enough money for heat. So you only have enough money for a candle, for Chanukah, or heat. You only have enough money for Kiddush or heat. So you think, of course, it's a mitzvah. Ner Chanukah, Kiddush will be a little cold. So the Gemara Paskins and Shabbos, Ner Beso v'ner Chanukah, Ner Chanukah v'ner Beso, or Ner Beso v'kiddush hayom, you only have enough money for kiddush or for heat in your house or food in your house, let's say. Ner Beso kodem. Domestic responsibilities come first. Mishum shalom bayis. You know that this should be blissful, harmonious relationships between a woman and her husband. And the Rambam quotes the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even wants his name to be erased for the purpose of shalom. The whole ceremony of Asota. A lot of you are learning the halachas of Asota now. Gemara Daf Chaf. So you erase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in order to try to create, not just within this particular marriage, but in general, harmony and marital bliss. And the Rambam concludes, Gadol HaShalom. Shalom is so important. Shekol HaTara Nitnes Lasa Shalom Ba'olam. Not just this isolated moment where the Shem Hashem is erased, but the entire purpose of the Torah is to create peaceful relationships, not just in the micro level in your own home, but globally. That's how the Rambam concludes Zmanim. It's a very interesting message about the importance of Shalom. Kodesh Baruch Hu's nickname is Shalom in Shir Hashirim, Shalom Bein Ish L'Ishto, Shalom in the entire general world. But what does this have to do with Sefer Zmanim? Why does the Rambam include this in the end of Zmanim? I know his link, how he gets to it, because one of the last halachas he quotes about Ner Chanukah highlights the value of Shalom, that you even prioritize Shalom Bayis over Ner Chanukah. But why does the Rambam set it up this way? He could have listed that halacha earlier and concluded with a different halacha. So there really are two reasons in this Rambam. Number one, stylistic, and number two, experiential. Stylistically, let's get a sense of how the Rambam's building his world. The first part of the world is the concept between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mada, theology. All the aspects you have to think about, Avas Hashem, Yira Shemayim, Talmud Torah, Yisodi HaTorah, as we spoke about yesterday, that has to transition into a bris. So you have a bris with that Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the mitzvot are like the picket fence of that bris. These are the boundaries with beyond which you don't wander, because Ava is not euphoria you could feel every moment. It has to be translated into a covenant. Now, in any covenant, in any relationship, there are high watershed moments, right? If you're in a marriage, so every day you have a covenant. On your anniversary, you'll go out for dinner. On your birthday, there's special moments in which your love is felt more deeply. The birthday of a child, anniversary, special days in which that bris was formed. You remember, we got married on this day, so even though every other day we're very busy, this day let's take some time off to relish and to indulge in our relationship. That's a Yom Tov. So Zmanim is the next stage after Ahava. Mada is your relationship, theoretically. Ahava is the bris between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zmanim are your anniversary. What's our anniversary with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It depends what. We have a lot of anniversaries. The anniversary when he married us, that's Pesach. The anniversary when he gave us his will, that's Shavuos. The anniversary when he sheltered us, that's Sukkos. The anniversary that we remember what we stand for in this world, that's Shabbos. We stand for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creator and the only creator. So the Rambam is transitioning from Ahava to Zmanim. And after he discusses the relationship between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to start with the Jewish home. So the fourth section, which we'll talk about tomorrow, is Nashim, marriage and all the aspects relating to marriage. So essentially, the junction between, the juncture between Zmanim and Nashim is where we are right now, between the anniversary that a person celebrates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then the building of his home. So this is a great stylistic transition between Zmanim and Nashim. The fact that if they clash, you only have enough money And you have to decide whether to spend money on Zmanim or spend money on Nashim, spend money on Ner Chanukah or spend money on Shalom Bayis. So the answer is spend money on Shalom Bayis. So this is a perfect halacha to serve as a stylistic bridge between Zmanim and Nashim. Zmanim is Ner Chanukah. Nashim is Shalom Bayis, building your home. It's not just women, but building a home. You build a home with a wife. Let's say the two clash. So the Ram says you should prioritize your house and Shalom Bayis over the laws of Zmanim. You think, what do you mean? Kiddush, Ner Chanukah, of course they come before Shalom Bayis. Of course I should spend my last dollar on Ner Chanukah. Of course I should spend my last dollar on a ritual of Kiddush Hayom. The answer the Rambam says is Shalom Bayis, which we'll talk about. So stylistically, it's a great bridge between Zmanim and Nashim. But it's more than just a stylistic bridge. It's also an experiential bridge. During Yom Tov, even though it has so many rituals, and even though, of course, in the days of Chazal, it was centered in the Beis HaMikdash on the three Yom Tov and Yo'ol HaRegel, but it's family time. Your entire family, Nashim, HaNashim, and Nashim Etaf. Everyone gets together. Again, in our day, it's centered on the home. In those days, it was in the Beis HaMikdash. But either way, it was when families spend a lot of time together. Jews spend a lot of time together over Yom Tov with their families. As you know, that creates a lot of stress. That creates a lot of pressure, especially the pressure of the schedule, to meet all of your responsibilities. Pesach, the stress gets, the DEFCON 5, Sukkot's a little bit less, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, it's pretty high stress. But just aside from the demands of the schedule, just spending a lot of family time together. Someone once joked, it's a famous joke, obviously not a famous joke, but a well-spoken joke. In today's pop culture, there are a lot of programs, survivor programs. They put people in a desert island, they put people under one house, you see who gets kicked off the island, who cracks first, who falls victim to the pressure. Jews have that three times a year. It's called Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. 30 people go under one roof. Let's see who's going to get under, who's nervous, who's going to start screaming at each other, who's going to start cursing each other out. We don't need reality shows. We have it all the time for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and when everyone's together, because you can't travel. You can't just come for a meal and leave. You have to stay together for a day, for 2 days, for a week. And so this is the Rambam's way of saying that not just you only have a dollar. Make sure you spend your dollar on Shalom Bayis. Forget financial limitations. Let's say you're a millionaire. You've got all the money in the world. You can afford Ner Chanukah and you can afford Ner Bayis. You can afford Kiddush and you can afford Ner Bayis. Just be careful, the Rambam says, to prioritize. And if you're Yom Tovim, when you're trying to create the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Tov is called Mikrei Kodesh. You're trying to Elam Wadei Hashem. You're called to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramban, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman says in Parshas Emor. It's called Moadei Hashem, Mikrai Kodesh. You're being called to the house of Hashem to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world and feel Him more acutely. If that comes at the cost of family strife and argumentation and contentiousness and friction in your family, then essentially you're working backwards. You're not representing Hashem in this world because Hashem's name is Shalom. Hashem's purpose is Shalom. And Shalom starts at home. Right? Some people don't realize every great ambition and agenda you want to accomplish in the world around you, just make sure it starts at home, or else you're a hypocrite. And so some people are these great peacemakers, and they want to change the world, but their home is full of strife and dissent and disagreement. That's an uneven equation. That's an imbalanced equation. Things start at home. So if you're trying to represent Hashem in this world, the Rambam says Hashem's purpose is Shalom. Kodesh Baruch is even willing to have His name erased. You're trying to bring Hashem's name into this world during Yom Tov. He's willing to have His name erased for the purpose of Shalom in the context of a Sota. So with all of your very, very ambitious agendas on Yom Tov to try to concretize and consolidate Hashem's name in this world, it starts at home. And if all that ritual drive is going to come at the cost of personal and domestic harmony and bliss, then you're working backwards, the Rambam says. So the Rambam concludes Yom Tov with a description of Shalom and Shalom Bayis, not just as a stylistic transition. I've discussed Yom Tov, now we're going to discuss Nashim, which is a person's home. And this is a good way to capture what happens if the two clash for a poor person, how should he prioritize? It's more attitudinal. Even if you have all the money in the world, you don't have to worry about where to spend your last shekel, where to spend your last dollar. While you are striving to reach Zmanim, make sure that the bias, which we'll talk about in the next section of Halachos, that bias isn't compromised because of all that drive and energy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's such an important message. I hope you'll store it away somewhere. One day it'll be Pesach, and you'll come home, and you'll see a piece of chametz on the floor, and you'll freak out, and all of a sudden you'll scream, and you'll shout, and you'll get angry, and you realize, you know what? It's more important not to get angry. It's more important. I'll just put the chametz away. Or you'll come home and, the lulav got your little child ruined your lulav, and now your lulav looks like a hunchback, the hunchback of lulav day, of Notre Dame. You go, oh, son, my goodness, I really went to the Chaim lulav. I spent so much time working at this lulav. And you say, you know what? It's more important that I have shalom bayis. I'll just use my friend's lulav. I'll just borrow lulav. Or it's Megillas Esther, and your kid is crying, and you and your wife both want to hear Megillas Esther, and you say, you know what? Tell your wife, you go hear the Megillah. I'll stand with the crying child. I'll hear the Megillah later in some side minyan. Because as much as I'm trying to these Yom Tovim to create Hashem's presence, I can't create Hashem's presence in this world through strife and arguments and hurt feelings. It's more important that I take a few lumps and say, I won't have the nicest lulav. Say, I won't have the nicest Kiddush Kos. It's more important. That's a better kiyum in Yom Tov than try to have the better Kiddush Kop or the better lulav. It's an important lesson, which hopefully one day when you're in that stressful moment, and in the bright lights, you'll be able to remember this Rambam, that what's really important in general, and specifically on Yom Tov. That's the irony. It's not just Yom Tov versus Shalom Bayis. The whole purpose of Yom Tov is to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence known in this world. You can't do that if there's no Shalom. You're not creating Hashem's presence if it's not established through Shalom. Okay, so we've talked about three different Rambams, Mada, Ahava, and Zmana. Next on our course at Mitzvah on Thursday, because tomorrow's Chasidus, is how does the Rambam conclude Nashim? How do we conclude that safe? Okay, have a good day.